5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir, we are back on a hump day. You got it tuned in and locked in again to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk Show. We'll be rocking the mic for the next hour here. We are starting a little late at 7 p.m. here on the East Coast here in what has been a swampy, hot, humid paradise day here in Sarasota. You know, we talk local news the first 30 minutes of the show. We bring Sarasota, Manatee County to the front of the show. That's why the show is called SRQ Talk. But instead, it's taking a back seat today because there's a lot of statewide news that I want to get to in the first 30 minutes. And your boy Roy only has 1 hour here, so we're going to get it to it sooner than later here. Welcome, everybody. We did not broadcast yesterday on a terrific Tuesday there. You know, your boy Roy's got a lot of things going. I have a lot of deadlines, license renewal issues, not on my personal Florida driver's license, but my business licenses and stuff like that that I rarely talk about here on the show. But yeah, a lot of reality. I had a lot of jobs I had to tear up. I went absolutely apeshit on my backyard yesterday. I tore it up. It's been raining here, flooding. You would think it's Noah's Ark here the last week here in Sarasota, which is uncharacteristic. But of course, part of our top news is Hurricane Laura, Category 3 now, Texas, which is about 10% of my audience nationwide here. All my prayers and thoughts go out to the state of Texas. I mean, they're reporting 40-foot surges there, guys. So we'll get to that news right away. Not going to apologize much, just reality, man. It even happens to your boy Roy here. But I'm glad you did tune in. Episode 35, baby, and we keep rocking and rolling. On last I Love Monday edition of the show, we were very limited because it was a very rare 8 p.m. It went into 9:30 at night broadcast there. We went to the night team, and we better get used to it because talks are really amping up with 1490 WWPR, and that just might have your boy Roy. We're trying to get it done before September, but it's looking closer and closer that we might be on 1490 starting AM radio, baby, instead of this broadcast. Maybe I can start getting some phone calls and stuff like that. The targeted rate is somewhere after Labor Day, preferably before the NFL, baby, is when your boy Roy wants to get it done. And we'll see. We're not going to hype it up. We're not going to jinx it. We're not going to do anything. But talks are starting to heat up with the 1490 and your boy Roy here. And you heard it here first. It's August 26, baby, hump day, Wednesday, that speed bump in between us and the weekend, August 26, 2020, and a lot of breaking news happening, man. And like I always say here, man, I don't like politics in my sports, okay? And this is exactly why I tell you, man, breaking news here in a potential watershed moment in the intersection of sports and social justice. Three NBA games tonight, including the Portland Trailblazers in the Laker game. Wednesday's playoff game against the Lakers has been postponed, man. And that really lathers me up, man. It really pisses me off, too. The NBA made the announcement after the Milwaukee Bucks, okay, boycotted their game 5 against the horrible Orlando Magic, man. We couldn't wait. I reported on I Love Mondays. I'm sorry. I thought the Magic were bounced out of there. I thought the Bucks took care of them. But apparently, your boy Roy wasn't in tune and how many games it was. And I forgot that one fluke that the Magic made everybody lose their ass off in game one. I forgot that one. You know, I knew that the Bucks had you know, taken care of them three in a row, and they've covered over 13.5 point spreads. Orlando's absolute garbage, and now they're going to prolong this garbage team being in the playoffs, and all this Black Lives Matter and all this political justice, man, is just making your boy Roy sick here, man. Game five matchup with the Atlantic Man protested the police shooting of Jacob Blake out there in Wisconsin. What the hell are you shooting a kid for seven times for, man? Get out of town, man. This is why the 5-0 has problems, man. It's heated up as it is, man. I mean, did the guy need to be, you know, shot six times? Come on, man. Get out of here. You damn fool. And now my basketball games are being affected. It's bad enough it's being expected with Black Lives Matter posted all over my 61-inch Magnavox HD that I have at home, man. And now you're going to cancel the games because some idiot out there and some dumbass cop over there, you know, shot Jacob Blake six, seven times. What the hell, man? Once wasn't enough. Damn it. Piss me off, man. And I don't want to hear the other side. Oh, you don't know what you would do in that situation. I know I wouldn't shoot him seven times. Get out of town. Get off my radio, man. Want to listen to, you know, all this political talk? Go tune into Rush Limbaugh or somebody that cares, CNN over there, or even Fox. They'll take your ass. Okay, the NBA, the National Basketball Players Association, today announced that the in light of the Milwaukee Bucks' decision to not take the floor today, that game five against the Orlando Magic, today's three games, Bucks versus Magic, those damn Rockets that I wanted to cash in today against CP3's Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Lakers and LeBron and Damian Lillard that wanted to shoot threes from half court today, with the Trailblazers, all have been postponed, the league said in a statement issued around 2 p.m. on Wednesday. It's not like they totally cancel out the games, okay? And if postponing the games ain't good enough for you, yeah, they're going to make it up, man. They're not going to lose all that money. Are you kidding me? They're going to have an asterisk in the game, man. They didn't come this far to bow out now, man. They'll get over it. They want to use their little platform for their little social injustice. That's fine, man. I'm not here to tell you how to live. But damn it, that really freezes my ass, man. The NBA said that the games will be rescheduled. Yeah, of course they will. Your boy Roy just said that. Damn it. The Bucks move a significant, as the team has the league's best record, and as such, its best chance to win an NBA championship in nearly 50 years. Damn right, with Giannis out there, it's the first time the Bucks since Jabbar, I think, played for them. Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, okay? Shot Blake, there you go, seven times. One wasn't enough. They shot the kid seven times in the back, leaving him partially paralyzed. How dare you? Blake's children were in the car during the Sunday shooting, too. Did you hear that? Oh, we just want to go home and make sure you don't know how a perspective behind the badge. Get out of town, man. I'm not even anti-cop here, man. I'm anti-political issues over a game. I'm watching sports, okay? It's bad enough with this pandemic life. And don't worry about it, man. You're going to get your damn COVID numbers. Okay, this is top news here, man. This is unprecedented that three National Basketball Association games, okay, got canceled all in one. You don't see hockey canceling, baby. And I saw, man, the Islanders, man, for the love of Bobby Nystrom and Billy Smith and Brian Trottier, baby. The Islanders are playing amazing hockey. We saw amazing hockey yesterday. Tampa Bay Lightning, you finally came through. There was finally some life in that overtime win against the Bruins, man. But I don't know. There's two games tonight. There's one at 7. We're obviously not going to be able to get it in on the lock of the day. And yeah, on that, I give you one for one last short Friday night show. That's right. I'm here to report. What are we? We're 22-13. My math teacher has that at over 65%, baby. Yeah, they're getting the mold ready to build a statue outside the Bellagio, okay? If you haven't been taking my games, well, guess what? You're an idiot, man. Blow it out your ass, man. Don't take Roy's. Don't be a hater. Keep being a hater, man. We're 22-13. What is it? 22 and 13, baby. Is it 22 and 13? No. Yeah, it is. 22 and 13, man. Yeah, that sounds about right. So there you go. We went 1-for-1. That would put us at 21 and that would put, because we were 20 and 12, weren't we? 20 and 12. We'll have to look back on the tape because we were 20 to 12. Now I'm, damn it, all this Black Lives Matter thing has me damn confused now, man. Can't even figure out my record, man, which is very important to my audience there, my beautiful people in, I told you, I'm off the chain in freaking Clifton, New Jersey, baby. North Bergen, Bayville. Talk to me about Jersey, baby. The boys are locked and loaded and tuned in. If you're just joining us, you're damn right. You're tuned in with your boy, Roy. SRQ Talk, baby. And if I want to talk sports at the beginning, I'm going to do what I want because the ratings, off the chain ratings, okay? We can even take a day off like we did yesterday. Come back and the ratings are still off the chain. Northport, I hear you, man. 20%, a clear second place behind the great city of Fort Myers. Northport, Fort Lauderdale's coming in at third. And baby, I got my people in Palmetto. Someone's got to represent down here in Manatee and Sarasota County. The damn show is named after you, SRQ Talk. And you're in the bottom of the pile there, man. Let's see where you're at. Hold on here, because I'm not going to let you go easy on this. I'm sick of seeing the numbers of Sarasota and Manatee. As much as I, I cater to you, giving you your local news, bring you to the top, even hype you up and tell you, oh, we rushed them to the top. Guess what? We're going to rush you all the way to the bottom, Sarasota and Manatee. If you don't want to lock it in with your boy Roy and keep on, listening to your Drek AM FM radio that's scripted, bunch of fake news out there, man. Even though I got to give it to Calta, he called the Stamkos thing, man. He's got inside information in there. Good job there, Mikey. Well, what else we got here? Yeah, let's look at the numbers, man, because that really freezes my ass. Damn Sarasota, Manatee County. I cater to you, kiss your ass. I pucker up and juice it up with you, man. Kissing your ass every day, and you're going to give me numbers where you're all mixed up down there with, let me tell you where you're at, man. Pissing me off here. Northport coming in, man. Thank God for people more. Oh, and I'd like to welcome everybody. I've always told you that my show extends much farther than this damn Drek County, okay? That wants to only give me like a 6% share. I got Palmetto beating you, man. And I know you little bastards called it Palm Ghetto. You better respect, man. Palmetto bringing it strong. Thank you very much, Palmetto. Let me see, the state of Florida. Of course, I've been telling you and hyping on my great people there, Fort Myers. That's that great city in between Naples, okay? And then you do a little speed bump there. My great people at Punta Gorda there that's tuning in as well. And then you come up to Paradise, okay? It's in between Paradise and Sarasota there. Great people of Fort Myers locking it up, man. Over half my half of my audience is from Fort Myers, man. Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres, baby. Bring it hard. There you go. Northport, baby. Clear second place. Blew away Fort Lauderdale. It blew away Fort Lauderdale so bad, man. It's still spinning. Okay? But you know what? Fort Lauderdale's keeping strong there, baby. At a nice third place. And I thank all my great people from Fort Lauderdale there. And then, of course, yeah, the only representative I have here, Palmetto. Yeah, I know, Sarasota, you're right behind Palmetto. But so what? Palmetto is definitely ahead of you, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Orlando, and Miami. Guess what, Bradenton? You're not even on there, man, and I hype you up all the time. You better get on board, Bradenton, Manatee County. I don't only want Palmetto to be the representative there for you, okay? I see you there, Sarasota, okay? You're not going to make me feel guilty for giving you shit right now, okay? You're right behind Palmetto. You should be embarrassed, okay? You should be number one in beating Fort Myers and everybody, man. I cater to you. I should be calling this the Fort Myers radio talk, not Sarasota. I'm going to strongly consider that, and I'd like to thank I told you, okay, because I know I go off the raging.
Whatever.
Yes. I know I don't finish thoughts like whatever. Karen says sometimes. But let me gather myself here, man, because I'm all amped up and lathered up, man. And how much time we got? Of course, we're up against the clock. It's so much fun with your boy Roy here. Time flies, man. The show is brought to you by SRQTshirts.com, guys. They're the original sponsor of the show. Let's show them some love. Go to their user-friendly website. Pick yourself up a statement t-shirt. I happen to have on my I Love Siesta Key one, baby. That's right. They have a bunch of statement t-shirts. They're an online Sarasota t-shirt company, www.srqtshirts.com. If you decide to proceed to the checkout, make sure you hit SRQ Talk. Put that into the promo code. You'll get yourself 10% off. Compliments of your boy here and SRQ Talk. Let's see what else. Ways to get in touch with the show. srqtalk@gmail.com. Drop me an email, or if you want to be trendy and leave me a 60-second or less voicemail, go to srqtalk.com and hit the message button there. Where can I be heard? Not that you're having any trouble finding the show, because the numbers are off the chain. We broadcast off the dashboard of Anchor, but you can also go to Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound, CastBox. Do I got to go on and on? But you want to go to a search engine and said Google, Yahoo, Bing, AOL, baby. You put an SRQ Talk and your boy Roy is going to show up there, number one, top three. We're up against the clock. I want to get in some stories, so let me get to it. I like to welcome, we have four countries now that are listening to the SRQ Talk Show, baby. We got the original great people of the Irish community in the great country of Ireland. That is a strong 3% there. 3% international is good numbers. Followed by my great Roy's Rowdy Rebels out there in the UK, England, maybe following them. They're not going to miss a good party, baby. The Mexicanos. We welcome Mexicanos here. No border control. No offense. No wall. None of that, baby. What we don't have is we don't have soccer, though. That Mexicanos got a problem with the soccer. But once your boy Roy either goes to the AM, man, I promise you we're going to do some soccer action as well, Mexico. I just got to get some time. Your boy's up against the clock all the time. They only want to give him a 1 hour. 1 hour, which with Roy is like 10 minutes, baby, because this is maxed out radio, man. This is amped up radio, too. And women, oh, yeah, women are tuning in. Do you think they care if I have meltdowns or not? The women can't get enough of me, baby, 56%. That's right. You heard me. Did I stutter? I don't speak the English. Hey, listen, man, 56%. Of the female gender is embracing the show, and they're not even tuning out during the sports show on the second half, because it's the SRQ sports show on the second half, and you know we're going to be talking all day NBA, but we're not going to make it political like the NBA does. We're going to make it like hockey. Hockey continues with games, man. And let me give you a quick update, because I know my great people in Hillsborough County may not be listening to me right now, because they're probably locked and loaded into the NHL playoffs, baby. That don't play that game, okay? They separate politics in the game, man. Like it should be. And what do we got here? We got the Lightning just getting they're going to get off. I mean, it's still 45 minutes, man. I'm just amped up here. But we got the Lightning and Bruins tonight. We got Avalanche and the Stars. We got hockey, baby. We don't need you, NBA. Get out of here, man. You ruined a Houston game for me. Yeah, I know it's all about me. It's not about you. It's the bigger picture. Get out of town. I don't want to hear it here, and you know I don't, man. Let's separate both things. Let's see. We got Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, Palmetto. Yeah, and I told you, in Orlando and all the other ones all bunched up. St. Petersburg, baby. I see you. I see you, the great city of St. Pete, baby. All right, so the Lightning actually don't get off until 8. We might be able to get that as the lock of the day here. We will verify, but right now we're 22-13, about 64.7%, baby. We're going to round it off and just call it an even 65, and we're on fire there, man, you know, making you some money, man. That's what it's all about here. All right, so I gave you that damn basketball story, which was breaking news. Let's get to another more, let's get the COVID numbers out of the way, because believe it or not, the downward trend at the COVID-19 in Florida on the Sun Coast, we are seeing a downward trend, according to the ABC staff, ABC7 here locally, WWSB is reporting that we're seeing a downward trend of COVID-19 cases across the state on the Sun Coast since the decrease in numbers has consistently stayed this way for about 2 weeks. Now, health officials say it looks like we have gotten the COVID-19 under control for now. That is definitely good news there. I quote, I would like to think It is driven primarily by people taking personal responsibility to take care of one another. Yep, just like Roy, your boy Roy here has been advocating for practice social mitigation. It shows that we don't have to have an extreme lockdown if everyone chips in and does the right thing, explained the great Dr. Jason Salami, baby. Epidemiologist of the professional at University of South Florida. Dr. Salami says that not only are the numbers of new cases important, but the positivity rate gives us an even better estimate that has also dropped immensely, according to Dr. Salami. On the Sun Coast, we are now about only 2% in Sarasota County, 3% in Manatee County. Public health experts say that the virus is under control, that the rate is 5% or low. So in other words, if you're 5% and low, you're macking like your boy Roy here. SRQ talk, baby. COVID-19, baby. We're maybe out of the woods with the COVID-19, according to Dr. Salami. Only one man's opinion, though. He goes on to crow, and it's not just about who is getting infected, but about how much severe illness is in our population. For that, we look at a current people hospitalized for COVID-19 as well as deaths. When you look back at July, July was horrible, Doc. Don't take us back there. When you look back in July, we were in the area of 9,000 to 10,000 people, which is true. I've reported it here every day because we're on episode 35. Now we are in range of 4,000 to 6,000 people. So we have come now quite a bit. We have come down quite a bit in just the last couple of weeks, quotes Dr. Salami's there. Not Salami, man. Salami, you bastard. It's Salami, man. How disrespectful. But of course, the doc says that that doesn't mean our fight against COVID-19 is over. Of course not. Doctors say in order for us to continue on this path, we cannot let the guard down. I quote, everybody wants to get back to normal, and including your boy Roy here. We are starting to see kids go back to school. We're seeing reduced community transmissions, fewer hospitalizations, fewer deaths. And we all have COVID fatigue. Absolutely, Doc. You couldn't have said it better, man. I couldn't have said it better there. That's what the word I was looking for. I used over it, but Doc's a little bit more educated. He uses COVID fatigue. I like it. Let me see. We're learning about this on a daily basis. We're exhausted from it. Oh, my God. You're so right. I mean, we are, man. We're over it, Doc. There is a big desire to exhale. Well, there's a big desire to inhale, too, if you know what I mean, baby. There's a big desire to exhale and try to go back to our normal lives, but now in the time for us to hunker down and continue doing that as we've been expressed. And talking about that, baby, because your boy Roy here is 22 minutes in. That means we only have 8 minutes on this segment of the show. So we're going to put the pedal to the metal, man. And let me see, just on that, let me see the reduce. Social distancing, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And talking about that, talking about hunkering down. Let's see about this hurricane, man. This is something, let me see, Sarasota and our great people at ABC7 here locally, meteorologists. Oh, there goes our boy John Scalzi, baby. Told you Wednesday morning that Laura is expected to strengthen into a Category 4. Oh, Scalzi, I didn't know that. I just reported Category 3. You're telling me Scalzi? We're going to go on Scalzi's report. That's the Mac Daddy right there, man. John Scalzi is reporting Category 4 hurricane if it heads up the Gulf there. Shortly before 2 p.m., NOAA has classified the hurricane as a Category 4 storm. So there you go. Scalzi was right, baby. Early this morning, he said it. And after 2 p.m., NOAA has classified the hurricane as a Category 4 storm in winds of more than 140 miles per hour, man. Be careful out there, man. That's big time. That's Hurricane Andrew-like. Devastating winds are predicted, and NOAA recently upgraded the storm to a Category 3. Hurricanes barreled towards Texas and Louisiana, and its current track, man, my great people of Texas, man, which is, I believe, my fourth leading state in the great country of America. And I don't even think I finished my thought before. you didn't.
Whatever.
I like to welcome Ireland, England. I told you the Mexicanos, but what I didn't tell you is that we got a fourth. The country of Germany has decided to join in to your Roy Boy, giving us a little measly 2%, but we'll take it for the great people of Germany there. Let me see Germany. I want to see what city in Germany it is, because I know sometimes they do list the cities. Look at that beautiful man. All right, there it is. I'm going to try not to butcher this. The Germany city where they're locked and loaded with your boy Roy is Thuringia, which is Thuringia. Like a Thursday, like Thuringia. Germany, baby. Tuning in to your boy Roy. Lock it up. It's not even a big city. And it's 2%, which means if it was 1%, I would tell you that it was a podcast accident. But 2%, that's a little bit more, man. And it doesn't sound like much, but it really is. Okay. And also, I wanted to report that I'm also telling you about Texas. And I told you about Ohio, how we're number two in Ohio and Florida, obviously, right? And I've told you about New Jersey as well, documented in here. And I kind of bitched about, you know, New York only being a small percentage there in the mix. Guess who started to join the party here at your boy Roy? California, baby. Take me back to Cali. Has decided to join the SRQ talk show here with your boy Roy. The show is sponsored to you by SRQ T-shirts. They're a very loyal brand of ours here, sponsor of the show since day one. Go to their website, put in SRQ talk in the promo box. If you decide to buy one of their great statement T-shirts, I got a closet full of them. I just happen to have, I love Siesta Key because I do. Now don't get it twisted. Not the Siesta Key MTV direct. I'm talking the beautiful Siesta Key Beach right here, which I'm about 3 minutes away from. All right, so guys, we're up against the clock. I wanted to get that story in. And a real quick story here. Florida seeks to boost unemployment benefits from, I guess, $250, $275 to $300 a week. Coming out of Tallahassee from the Associated Press, the Republican Florida governor, our boy there, Ron DeSantis, is applying to participate in a new federal unemployment assistance program to boost benefits another $300 a week there. DeSantis made the announcement Wednesday saying that he's applying to participate in the lost wages assistance program there. People currently receiving at least $100 in benefits and who lost their jobs because of coronavirus pandemic may be eligible for another $300 a week. Once approved, benefits will be retroactive to August 1st. The Lost Wages Assistance Program was created by the executive order signed by the great President Donald Trump earlier this week. We are up against the clock, so we're going to wrap it up for this edition of the SRQ Talk Show. It's Hump Day Wednesday. I definitely encourage you, including my wonderful ladies, baby, come to me with the other side there on the SRQ Sports Show edition, which is the next 30 minutes of the show. Stay tuned. Next 30 minutes, all sports. That's right, and welcome back. You got it locked and loaded with your boy, Roy. It's the SRQ Sports Show edition of the SRQ Talk Show. Thank you for joining us and coming along for the next 30 minutes here. I'm broadcasting live from Sarasota, Florida. It's Hump Day here, August 26, 2020, and a lot of unfortunately, a lot of bad news on the NBA front, man. And this is why I don't like politics in my sport. Unprecedented 3 playoff games canceled due to the damn violence out there in Wisconsin where this idiot, you know, shot this kid seven times, man. And people are pissed off out there in Wisconsin, man. So pissed off that they, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks were fired up and they said, you know what, we're not even going on the court, man. It's just, you know, it's just, it doesn't feel right, man. So they've postponed the games. And then, of course, copycat society here. No one's gonna look bad here. No one's gonna wants to look bad in society or come off as insensitive. So guess what? The Houston Rockets and the Beard playing that CP3 team out there in OKC, man, with their you know, cardboard box fans out there, man. You know, we couldn't take advantage of that, man. Houston was going to put it to them, man. That game's going to that series is going to go seven. And then, of course, LeBron and the Lakers ready to put the dagger on Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. And let me tell you something, man. I had a good feeling today that Lillard was just going to let it fly today, man. He was going to shoot threes from everywhere from half court distance. But no, we didn't get that opportunity because politics is in your and it's in our damn sports, man. And, you know, and whatever, man. I already said my piece on the first part of the show. This part of the show is sponsored to you by WagerLock.com. You messed that up on Monday.
Whatever.
I did, and my apologies to WagerLock.com. According to Karen, I butchered in the word police there. Had me also on the I Love Mondays edition calling you something else. And only because I thought you guys made changes, baby. But there's no mistake. WagerLock.com, easiest website for any gambler. They're not going to participate. They don't take your bet, okay? It's not going to be like the other websites where you can make a bet. They're not going to take your bet. They're not going to partake in your little theory on playing 16 teasers or a 5-team parlay or your little if bets and nothing like that, okay? I get caught up in that too, but I take that business elsewhere. WagerLock.com caters. They're a sports consulting company is what they want to be known as. They're here to prove to you that this is better than day trading, your little legal gambling and with stocks and all that the government wants to deem as legal. It's basically legal gambling is what it is. But WagerLock.com will give you the lock of the day. They have a secured payment system there. All they ask for is your name, your email, because obviously they need to email you the lock of the day, and it will be a guaranteed lock of the day. They charge you $19.99. So for the guy that either wants to bury their bookie or they want to get out of 6 feet under or soften the blow, okay, better is anywhere from $25, $50, and $100. I would encourage you to go. You need a lock of the day, baby, and you don't want to hear your boy Roy here, 22 and 13, giving you a free pick. Go to a guarantee pick, $19.99. They'll charge you there, wagerlock.com, and no excuses there, because sometimes when you're playing with scared money and all that, it's better for to have somebody else make the pick. And if you don't trust mine because they're free picks, don't. I'm 22 and 13, man. That's over 65%, man. They're already heating up the mold to make the statue outside of Bellagio. And after I give you two locks today, that'll increase the record even more. So let's get right to it. I already touched up on the basketball, and that's all I said, man. You can tune into the first program part of the show. And if you need to archive the shows, you can go to our website, www.srqtalk.com. You can archive all of our 34 previous shows there, because we're on episode 35 here, locking it up and not stopping like I told you we wouldn't. So I already gave you, you know, well, my good people out there in Texas, man, where you're 10% of my viewership here in the great country of the USA, baby. Hunker down, all right, man. I don't want to hear no stories over there. That's a serious storm there with Hurricane Laura. My boy John Scalzi reported as a Category 4 this morning, potential anyway. Now NOAA is saying the same. That's about 140 mile per hour winds, guys. So hunker down there. Texas, I should be confident, man. They get just as much hurricanes as the great state of Florida here. And so let's see what kind of games I think we just missed, because I tell you, man, we take a break in between the two segments of in between SRQ Talk and the SRQ Sports Show here. I do take a break in between. So it's 8:09 here in the Eastern Standard Time, and we are getting used to these night shifts, because if we do jump over to 1490 WWPR. We are going to be on a night shift there, so we might as well start getting used to it here. That's not the reason we're broadcasting. The reason that we're broadcasting late is because my reality life, man, it's been amped up, man. I've had to do a lot of adult things in the sense of renewing business licenses and conducting business. This is not what I do. I don't only do this show because I'm amped up, man. This is 1 hour a day. Maybe it goes into two with production, but I do other things, man. Many forms of revenue is what I encourage you to do, and make money while you're sleeping, baby, is the goal. Okay. And I like to thank the Arizona Diamondbacks, baby, for loading up the bases and at least giving me a push there on the over at 9 yesterday. We didn't do so bad on the personal level, man. And thank God we got hockey, man. That's the greatest sport in America, baby. Hockey, man. Not only are the athletes, they don't cancel games for political reasons, man. They keep on chugging and playing. And they're currently playing here. And since my numbers are all right in St. Pete and Hillsborough County, it used to be a lot higher. But since I sometimes hate against their Lightning and their Tampa Bay Rays, you know, I guess they choose just to go to their regular, dreck out there. Their scripted radio shows, they can't get enough. But I will give credit to Calta out there in 102, the bone call that Stamkos was out. Good job there, little Mikey. Good job there calling that, man. You did make the call. I'll give you credit here. You're tuned in with your boy Roy, SRQ Sports Show. It's the second edition of the SRQ Talk. And let's see what we got here, man. We're excited about the games. We're a little bit, of course, disappointed about the NBA, man. But that's how it goes, man. We're not going to tell them how to live here. So let's go straight to the games here. Today's games, there obviously has been a couple of finals in these games, being that we're already 8 p.m. and we already missed the Lightning game, okay? So it's not obviously going to be part of the locks here. Let me just give you a couple of final scores earlier today in the let's start with baseball here, the MLB. Are they going to give us scores from the day? Let's see here. I guess there's a lot of games currently. We do got some options here. Yeah, earlier today, not only did the White Sox pitch a no-hitter on yesterday, but they again took your Bradenton Pirates 10-3. That Pirates are horrible, man. They are absolutely a horrible, dreadful team. The Pirates, Manatee County, just like your numbers, Bradenton. You know, I know the Pirates play in Bradenton. Maybe that's why my numbers are so low in Bradenton, because people are thinking I'm hating on the Pirates. I'm not, man. It's reality. They suck. They lost again 10-3 today. They're absolutely garbage, Pittsburgh. Okay? Get it together. You should have never got rid of McCutcheon. You broke up that team that was pretty good. But anyway, and today, I mean, what happened to Cole on the Yankees? That guy's become Dreck all of a sudden. The last two outings, he's lost, and he lost again today to the Atlanta Bravos there, baby. They won 5-1 in a doubleheader there, and we'll give you scores of what they are currently. That's your earlier scores there. That's your finals. Currently, Nationals are up 2-1 on the Phillies. The Blue Jays up on the Boston Red Sox. They suck this year, too. Blue Jays are up on them 4-1. And I had a feeling about this one on a personal bet. I think the Baltimore Orioles will Wojciechowski on the mound today. And right now, they're tied up 2-2. That's right, Tampa. Okay, boost up your numbers. And man, I'm a Rays fan, man. I've been hyping up the Rays here and going the over and cashing in on the Rays in the over. I told you they were our hottest team in baseball. But this is reality, man. You're not going to go, what are you playing, 60 games this year? You're not going to go 60-0, okay? There's going to be some teams like the Orioles and Wojciechowski. You're going to come and steal one, okay, on you here. And then right now they're tied up 2-2, and they got a man on second with one out, okay? Don't tell me I don't give you same fake news, man. And of course, the boring Twins are in a low-scoring game. Again, they're 2-0. The Indians do have two men on. They're in the bottom of the third there. And my COVID-19 Marlins are playing against the Mets. Even though the Marlins have been playing well lately, they got DeGrom on the line on the mound today, the Mets do. And they're up 2-0 on my COVID-19 Marlins. They got a man on with two outs there. And what inning are they in? They're in the bottom of the third. Plenty of action. Left there to play. And the Marlins, heartbreakers, baby. I love my Marlins, man. Nobody gives them no respect. I mean, the COVID-19 Marlins, baby. That's why we can't use him as a lock, because it's one of my favorite teams that goes against the rule here. Let me see. Are we up against the clock? Of course we are, man. When you're locked in with your boy Roy, man, time flies here. Let me tell you, because, I mean, obviously you got no problem tuning into the show, man. You guys are subscribing, getting those notifications and locking it up and tuning in. But for those new viewers, like the great country of Germany and states like California that are late to the party, but California, Cali is on board, baby. Anchor, Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, it goes on and on. And if you don't like any of those, if you old farts out there between 39 and 59 that are off the chain on my audience, baby, 39 to 59 loves your boy Roy here. And if you don't got the podcast, man, just go ahead and go to any of your search engines there, man. Yahoo, Bing, Google, AOL, anyone you want to use there. You put in your boy Roy there, SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy's going to show up there. Go to wagerlock.com if you need a lock there, wagerlock.com. And let me see, we're 12 minutes in. So we went over some scores today going on right there. And let me see, the Marlins, I told you about the Cubbies and Lester, baby. Let's see if we can get a win there against the Fulmer and the Tigers. Okay, Cubbies are in Detroit there with the cutout cardboard fans there in Detroit. Cubs are up 2-0, top of the fourth. And again, it was a twin bill, a doubleheader with the Yankees and the Braves. They're scoreless, bottom of the fourth, 0-0 there. Tanaka against Fried of the Braves. They just got this one off the Oakland Athletics against the Texas Rangers, 0-0, bottom of the first. This one we can possibly get in. This one doesn't start until 8:15, and it's about 8:13 now. We're going to stay away from this one anyway. Royals, Harvey against the Cardinals, Hudson. Cardinals are our major favorite at 186, over-unders 9. I tend to go the under there, but we're going to move on from that one. And this game coming up here, Rockies and Diamondbacks, baby. This was the one that had me up late last night. Went all the way to the ninth inning there where the Diamondbacks lost. But hey, Roy don't care about that. Roy just cares that he had the over-under at 9. And the Diamondbacks, baby, they pushed in that run late in the ninth. They came up a dollar short against the Rockies there. But they go up against the Rockies, Diamondbacks, Ray on the mound, the lefty, and the Rockies go with their righty there, Gray. Over-under is 10, and the Diamondbacks are favorite, 135. I don't know about that. I kind of like the Rockies there, man. Rockies are showing some nuts there lately. That 10 seems a little fat, too. But since they've been, they pushed yesterday on it. Some people had it at 9.5 and lost. Your boy Roy got it in early at 9. That's why I pushed. Let's go on. We have the Dodgers and the wannabe Kaepernicks out there. The San Francisco Giants that set the tone with all their kneeling down on the flag. How dare you, fucking Gabe Kapler. That's why I want you to lose every game. If you haven't been tuned into our last episodes, man, we're on episode 35, man. Keep up. Let me see the Giants. Oh, well, we got a huge favorite here. Of course, our boy Kershaw there and the Dodger Blue, baby, which we advocate here on the show. They're minus 230 against the Giants. Over-unders 8. And Kershaw, yes, lately has been locking it down, man, against Gausman. I bet the Dodgers blow them out, man, and probably get that over on their own. But we're going to stay away from there. Let me see. So those are the games. We got those three games, Royals, Cardinals, Rockies, Diamondbacks, and Dodgers and the Giants. You know what, man? Believe it or not, man, and I don't normally do this, but we are in Arizona, not in Coors Field in Colorado, and it seems to me that 10 is a little high on that over-under, baby. You called it here. Your lock of the day is the Rockies, Diamondbacks, under 10. We're going under 10 Rockies Diamondbacks here for your MLB lock of the day here. We're 22-13, 65%. You better get on our wagon. And this is my favorite sport, baby, which is the NHL. That doesn't cancel for nothing, baby. keeps their politics out of my sports, and I love the NHL. It's probably the best sport out there, man. And their athletes are Mac Daddy. Those are the toughest athletes in America. They're not flopping like you do over there, Mexico, like they do in soccer over there, man. Watch some hockey, Mexico. I like to work them, all the international countries, Ireland, England, Mexico, and Germany has decided we're going to field a World Cup team here. But we're up against the clock. Your boy Roy goes, time goes like nothing around here, man. An hour is not, not enough for your boy here. All right, so let's see. In hockey, we can obviously they just dropped the puck there in the bubble there in Edmonton, where they got the Bruins technically as the home team there. Lightning coming off that nice overtime win, baby. I saw you. The Lightning coming in. They're 0-0. They're 15:07 left in the first period there for my great people in Hillsborough County. And then this is the one we love, baby. 10:30, just like on an I Love Monday that I told you to absolutely put on your sneakers and do a Usain Bolt to the window, baby. Avalanche Stars, guess what? We're doing the same thing, man. We're going to go this whole series. This is the lock of the day. Avalanche Dallas Stars today, where you're hunkering down with that Hurricane Laura barreling down on you, man. But they're safe. The team is safe in the bubble out there in Edmonton. Avalanche Stars, we're going all day over. Run to the window. Your boy Roy's calling the over of 22-13. You're a fool if you don't listen to me. I told you last time, put the whole damn stimulus check on it, man. Avalanche Stars over 5.5, and that's your lock for the NHL. And guess what? I wish I had another lock for you in the NBA. That's not possible, man. As reported here and early on the SRQ talk show, the NBA is exercising their right to boycott in a watershed moment in the intersection of sports and social justice. All three NBA games, baby. Game over. They all went down to your big disappointment here, man. And this is the reason we cannot have politics in our sports, man. I keep saying it, that all we want to do is a little relief from this dreck day in and day out, man, of this pandemic life, this COVID-19, this election year, you know. And now we get a police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, you know, shoots this young man, Jacob Blake, man. Are you kidding me, man? You're going to shoot this young fella 7 times? How dare you, man? That's unacceptable. And you know, of course, I'm pissed off because it affected my buying games. That's my selfish side, man. And I'm not one to promote hating on cops or defund the cops, but are you kidding me, man? 7 times? 1 time wasn't enough, man. It's bad enough, man. One time, man. Last night, 2 people were shot to death at a protest in Kenosha. Also, police arrested a 17-year-old in a connection with the shootings. Blazers guard CJ McCollum and Lakers forward LeBron James spoke at length about Blake's shooting after the Lakers' Monday win. Los Angeles Clippers coach Doc Rivers offered a great point of words on the topic after last night's game. And go ahead and go to your YouTube. I just don't have time here to give you the clip on Doc Rivers' post-game comments on that issue out there in Kenosha. But I'll tell you what, man. I became a fan of Doc Rivers, man. He spoke the truth to it, man. He did. Hats off to Doc Rivers, man. Class act. NBA's decision drew reaction throughout the state. You're damn right it did. And let me see. I quote, I stand up with at Trailblazers and all the NBA players using their powerful platform tonight to take a stand against the police violence aimed at Black Americans. Senator Ron Wyden wrote on Twitter, your actions speak volumes. The hashtag Black Lives Matter. Get out of here, Wyndham. Okay? Don't be promoting your politics. You have enough channels with CNN and all that dreck, CNN, NBC. Thank God hockey's not on board with this, man. in hockey, I plead to you, the NHL, please just keep on doing what you're doing, baby. Play the games. Let's separate the politics. Don't give it into my games, man. I use the games as relief, as a sense of back to normalcy, man. You know, but that's how it goes, man. We didn't broadcast yesterday, and we're not going to apologize. We just had an amped up life, man. There's a lot of things expiring on me and all that. Your boy Roy had to, put the pedal to the metal and take a personal day off, baby. I'm allowed, baby. Ratings off the chain, numbers, subscriptions. People are tuning into your boy Roy. There's countries opting in like Germany. California now is on board as one of the states there. They're mixed up down there with the rest of the states, man. We have a lot. Nebraska's starting to make a push now. Let me see. Let me give you numbers here real quick because I'm obsessed with them. And guess what? Just like in sales, man, when you're selling, everybody says, hi, good morning. Everybody's nice. They cater to you. That's what they're doing with your boy Roy here, man, on the SRQ Talk Show, SRQ Sports. Mackin, man. Mackin, this is amped up radio, not boring direct radio that you're used to, man. You can make time for me. Did we give you we gave you a lock. Well, what are the two locks we gave you? We gave you the under on the Colorado Arizona MLB under 10. And what did we say? We're under the window, baby. Avalanche and Dallas Stars. I'm gonna see a lot of goals coming off of my Magnavox flat screen 61-inch HD TV. And people tell me, why are you bragging about the 61-inch? I got a 70. I told them, blow it out your ass, man. Blow it out your ass. I got the 61, bro. I might upgrade to the 70, 71. I should, man. I should. But I'm thinking of getting like 4 or 5. I want to, put my crib, not a man cave, man, a whole damn house, man, making amped up. I want to feel like I do. When I go into Applebee's, I should have went to go see Cole there on University in Lockwood today, baby. And I should have went to go watch this damn Lightning game, man. That had me up late yesterday with overtime, man. And I don't understand it. Las Vegas, damn Golden Knights. I don't know what your problem is with the Canucks, okay? Why you can't put these Canucks away, man? This Vancouver team, man, I'm starting to think I can't figure them out, man. Are they butched up or what, man? They looked like amazing yesterday, the Vancouver Canucks, man. It's the last standing team for Canada. Your only hopes on Vancouver or the Cup stays here in the great US of A, man. I know that. Freezes your ass, man. That makes you like vomit all over the place, man. Gretzky is vomiting that there's only one team in representing the NHL there in Canada, and it's the Vancouver Canucks. I had a big sample size yesterday of a man. They took my they took the Knights, man. And I took the Knights. I took the beating with the Knights, man. They took the Knights bad, man. Let me see. And how about for the love of Brian Trottier and Billy Smith and Bobby Nysham and Mike Bossy, baby. For the love of Mike Bossy, the New York Islanders, man, even though they lost the game today 4-3, okay? But let me tell you something, man. The Islanders were down 3-1. They came back to tie them up 3-3. The Flyers were able to put the biscuit in the basket there, and your boy Roy. I mean, I'm not gonna. This is nothing personal, New York. Okay, I looked at it today here because this game, the drop pucked at 3 p.m. Okay, the puck dropped at 3 p.m. I was looking at this game and I said, you know what? As much as I love the Islanders and I love New York, I'm from Yonkers, and I love for the love of Mike Bossy and Mike Nysh, and Mike Nystrom was it, and Billy Smith, man, the goalie, and Brian Trottier, number 19, man. The Islanders, man, they were huge in the 80s, man, okay? And for the Islanders to be playing this, I am definitely rooting for the Islanders. But I was looking at it as a gambling wager person, and Islanders has just been off the chain, just winning every game. They have to lose sometime, right? I mean, these are Bobby Clark's Philadelphia Flyers, baby. Guess what? Your boy Roy went Philly all day, baby. And we won 4-3 today. Not to hate on New York in my small percentage there in the Bronx, okay, because New Jersey's got you beat, baby. Clifton, baby. You like that win I gave you in an I Love Monday? I even pegged you out, Jersey, and I told you. I knew it. We might have not had time for you to hear it, but you see that, man? I gave you that lock of the day when it was the Stars and the Avalanche, man. I'm telling you, that series is going to go over every time, man. And that's another lock today. So I gave you two with 22 and 13. Let's try to make it 24 and 13. We're going to wrap it up here on the edition of the SRQ Sports Show. We might broadcast a little early tomorrow. Maybe not. We're getting used to these night shifts because that might be our reality if we go AM, baby, start taking calls. You want to participate in the show, drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com. Leave me a voicemail by going to our website and hitting the message button by going to srqtalk.com. Okay, I've rattled off wagerlock.com. If you need a lock of the day, they're not going to charge you if they don't give you a lock, man. They guarantee their picks. It's only going to be one pick, and tonight, go and lay it all on the over 5.5 in the Stars Avalanche game. As Jim Morrison says, man, it's the end. And as I say, there is no more. So all I ask you to do is go out and be nice to someone, man, and tune into the show episode 36 tomorrow, which will be Little Friday. As you know, Thursday, there is no more. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, lock it up.
Oh, thank you.